好，大家下午好。这个今天站在这里哈，百感交集。首先是一份真的是感恩的心哈。你知道我上一次来这里是多少年前吗？
You know how many years ago when I was here?
14年前，1998年的时候，我们来这里参加美德教会和华人福音会共同办的一个退休会，那是我第一次，也是唯一的一次听到吴勇长老他老先生他讲道。
14 years ago, our church at youth group were here with the Somerset Church. We had joined the youth retreat. John and I were here for the first time to that year.
就是所有的，不见得只是所有的，所有的人都在这里。十四年前在这里，举手一下，我除了冰箱旁边的。好，谢谢。14年前，我坐在底下。听吴勇长老讲到14年之后，我居然，神居然给我这样子的恩典，让我能够站在这边，传讲他的话。
14 years ago, I was here listening to Elder Wu's teaching, and I can't believe now after 14 years I'm standing here to teach myself.
所以我的心中非常的感恩。
So I'm filled with thankfulness.
另外一个感觉就是我真的是恐惧战惊哈。当初孝英打电话跟我讲，第一次跟我讲的时候，我的直觉反应是说不哈。
When Xiaoying called to invite me to come to see, my first reaction is no.
因为我想我真的没有那个能力来讲所谓的退休会哈。
Because I thought I'm not worthy of coming to see and teach.
可是有以前有一位传道人跟我讲，他说你当了传道人以后，有一点要记住。任何人的邀请，你不能拒绝。
I remember one time one pastor minister told me that after you become a minister, you can never say no to any invitation.
所以我就来了。
So I accepted and I began.
所以求神今天真的是特别的带领和保守。我知道下午大家刚才吃完中饭哈，所以也可能都比较累一点哈。我了解，如果你需要就是说打个盹啊，我很了解哈。我只有一个小小的要求。就麻烦你睡的时候眼睛张着哈。其他都没有关系哈，其他都没有关系。在我们开始以前哈，我想我现在在我康州的教会的话，我有一个习惯。就是每次在我打开圣经在传讲神的信息的之前，我都请会众跟我一起唱这一首歌。因为我们我讲的不是我所讲的，而是真正求神他张口来讲下面的话语。所以请大家打开你的退休会的 program 到第六页。这首歌很简单哈，我唱过的人请举手好不好？除了太太以外 ，OK， 好，很好。那我们先唱，大家先跟着我唱一次哈，慢慢跟，然后完了以后我们第二次再全部一起来唱哈。你可以唱中文，可以唱英文。
You can repeat after me, slowly, phrase by phrase, in any language you prefer.
中文好。 请说主，每当我来到你面前领受你宝贵圣言，将真理深植我心中，依照你样式塑我造。简单的一首歌，好吧，我先请大家，我们一起来唱，我慢慢唱，你要唱中文、英文都可以。请，
请说主，每当我来到你面前领受你宝贵圣言，将真理深植我心中，依照你样式塑我造我，愿我的爱心和信心行为让世人今日得见基督之光。请说主，愿你的旨意成全在我身，荣耀归主。
天父，我们满心的感谢你，当我们来到你面前的时候，求你就像这首诗歌所说的，请将你的话语说给我们。求你将你的话语打开，透出亮光，让我们受到照顾。从这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。如果你有圣经的话，我想请你翻到诗篇第118篇。你知道诗篇哈，是一本非常美的一个神所启示的一本书。
The Book of Psalms is a collection of beautiful, inspired human writing.
它里面有包括了对这个造物主的一个喜悦的赞美。它也有那个敬虔的灵魂，它里面所包含的那一种盼望。
Also contains the inspiring hope of these devout souls.
也有那个忧伤的心哈，它所发出了一种呼求。
Also the desperate cries out of the sorrowful heart.
也有人他经过时间所得到的智慧。
Also the seasoned wisdom of human beings through trial and time test.
就所有上面我讲这些东西，他们在一起哈，变成了一个神跟人合作的一个精美的一个产品。
All of this came together beautifully to form a rich tapestry of divine and human cooperation.
所以基督徒一定要读诗篇。
Therefore, Christians need to read Psalms.
因为它帮助我们认识神，也帮助我们认识我们自己。
Because it helps us to get to know God and to know ourselves as human beings.
可是诗篇也很特别，因为它喂养我们的灵魂。
And Psalms is very special because it feeds our soul.
在诗篇里面哈，我们的灵魂跟那个神的灵哈就很神秘的就遇见。
In Psalms, our soul meets with the divine in a very mysterious way.
我们的灵魂可以透过诗篇能够脱离我们世上的一些缠累我们的罪，然后来到神的怀中。
Our soul gets to escape from the entanglement of sins, so we may rest in the bosom of our Creator.
从诗篇里面，我们知道说我们走了这条路，前人已经走过。
And from Psalms, we realize that we are treading a troubled path.
而且我们从这些古老的这些信徒里面，他们所经历的事情，我们能够得到安慰。
And we are also comforted by the words of these ancient pilgrims.
可是最重要的是，我们透过诗篇，我们能够看到那么一点点神他的荣美。
And above all, from them we gain a glimpse of the unfathomable beauty of the Almighty God.
而那一点点的荣美就足够让我们劳苦的灵魂能够得到安息。
And this glimpse gives us these desperate souls a rest.
所以你一定要读诗篇。
Therefore, you must read Psalms.
那诗篇里面有一组诗篇哈是很特别的。
There is this very special group of Psalms in this book.
这一组诗篇是从诗篇第120篇到134篇，我们给它名字叫做上行之诗。
These are the Psalms 120 through 134, and they are called the Songs of Ascent.
因为这些诗哈，就是这些犹太人他们一年三次到耶路撒冷去朝见神，他们爬山的时候，他们所唱的诗歌。
These songs were sung by the Jewish pilgrims as they climbed up the mountain to the city of Jerusalem to see God.
他每一首诗篇，这里面的每一首诗篇，它不只是告诉我们他们爬山他们的这个实体上的劳累，更是他们心灵上跟神去敬拜神的这个过程。
And each song tells us something about their physical and spiritual journey up the holy mountain to worship God.
而且你如果注意到的话，这十五首诗篇就放在最长的一首诗篇，诗篇119篇后面。
And if you pay attention, you notice that these songs are being placed right after Psalm 119, which is the longest psalm.
你知道诗篇一百一十九篇的中心思想是什么呢？
You know the center theme of Psalm 119.
就是神的律法。
It's the law of God.
所以几乎就好像说，这个诗人就故意把这些诗篇放在他的后面，让我们知道说，你要行这些神的诫命的时候，你就像爬山的这样子的一个辛苦。
As if the psalmist wanted these songs to be an encouragement of our pilgrimage towards the holiness by law.
就因为这样子的关系，所以我想。从一个成圣的角度，或者说从一个门徒造就的角度来看这些诗篇。
So in light of this, I like to view these psalms through the lenses of sanctification or discipleship.
那在这次的四节四堂信息里面呢，我会从挑四首诗篇，我们从四个方面来看门徒造就的诗篇。
For the four sessions we are going to have in this retreat, I'll take four psalms out of these groups.
那今天我们一开始是看诗篇128篇。
First today we want to study Psalm 128.
你知道每个人都喜欢祝福哈。
Everybody likes a blessing.
如果今天做一个调查的话，这里有多少人是为了要神的祝福而来到神的面前？举个手好不好？好，谢谢，大家都很诚实啊，很好啊，很好。其实我觉得这个是很合乎圣经的。那在创世纪里面，他一直不断的告诉亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各说，你一定会。世人都会因你而得福，我会赐福给你。
Yeah, in the book of Genesis, God repeatedly told his chosen people, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he would bless them.
那在生命记里面，神也告诉他的子民，他说：“你们在城里也要蒙福，在乡间也要蒙福，你们出也蒙福，你们入也蒙福。”
And in Deuteronomy, God told blessed in the country. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out.
那在新约里面呢，主耶稣基督他所讲的第一篇道开始也是讲到福气啊，讲到虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
In the New Testament, the first sermon of Jesus Christ, the Beatitude, also began with blessing.
所以的福气事实上是做一个基督徒很重要的一部分。
Therefore, blessing is a very important part of God's promise to His people.
可是，至于你怎么样定义福气哈，那就是另外一回事了哈。
So whether we all define blessing the same way is another matter.
那我们来看一下诗篇第一到二十八篇，它是一首关于福气的诗篇。
Psalm 128 is a song of blessing.
这个福这个字呢，一直重复的出现。当这些人登山的时候，他就一直想到，一直重复的想到神对他们赐福的这个应许。
As the pilgrims were ascending the holy mountain to the city of Jerusalem, they sang song and to ponder the blessing they received from God.
那这样子的一个祝福呢，就激励他们继续登山的路程。
And these blessings encourage them to continue their journey.
可是福气哈，如果你读圣经的话。你会发现神的祝福在旧约里面神的祝福都是有条件的哈。
So when you read from the Bible, you see that the blessings mentioned in the Bible usually comes with a condition.
那这个条件就是说你要顺服，你要遵从他的律法。
And this condition usually is that you have to be obedient and submissive to God.
而这样子的顺服呢，是扎根在敬畏神里面。其实这一首诗篇它的重点可能并不是在福气本身，而是在我们需要做的事情能够得到这些福气而需要做的事情。
So in fact, this song, the main point is less about the blessing we receive, rather more the condition we have to satisfy to receive this blessing.
而这首诗篇的重点是说，我们要顺服神，基于我们敬畏神。
The main point is to submit based on the fear of God.
那这首诗篇，我们先来看一下，它可以很简单的分成两个部分。
So the song could be kind of largely divided into two parts.
那这个最主要的差别呢，就是在前三节跟后三节里面，它的用的这个福气的这个字哈，在希伯来文里面是不一样的。
And the division is based on the word, on the vocabulary and the literature structure.
在前两节里面哈，它的这个福气这个字呢，通常就是用来说一个人哈，一个人他的情况，他周围的情况，让人家觉得说他很有福气。
For the first two verses, the word blessed is commonly used by people saying to a man based on the situation he is in.
他这里讲说，凡敬畏耶和华、遵行他道的人，便为有福。
It says, blessed are all.
也就是说，这个人只要他遵行神的道，他就有福。
So this man will be blessed when he walks in the way.
也就是说，这个福气是他遵行神道的一个自然的结果。
So in another word, this blessing was a result of a deed of the receiver.
那就好像这个诗篇第一篇第二节里面所讲的。
Just like in Psalm 1, verse 1.
他讲到说，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做陷害人的作为，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
He says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers.
也就是说，只要你不从恶人的计谋，只要你不占罪人的道路，只要你不做陷害人的作为，只要你喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，你自然就会得到福气。
Is that as long as you don't follow the wicked scheme, you don't stand in the way of the sinner, you don't sit in the seat of the scoffers, and you meditate on the law of the Lord, you will naturally be blessed because the laws of God are good and perfect.
因为当你遵从造物主所给的诫命的时候， 你遵从他所做的时候，你就和他所造的整个宇宙有了一个和谐的关系。
Because when you follow his laws, you are in harmony with his creation.
而这样子的结果就是福气自然就会来到。
And the result of that will be blessing.
所以这个希伯来文这个字叫做 asherim， 福气就是这样子的一个意思。
So this word asherim in Hebrew actually means that.
那可是这个人为什么会遵行他的道呢？因为他敬畏耶和华。
And the reason why this person would walk in the path of the Lord was because he feared the Lord.
他不是说遵行这个道为了要赚取福气。
He didn't walk in this path just to earn blessings.
可是这个福气就自然的来到。
But the blessings came as a result naturally.
因为他敬畏耶和华。
啊、
他为什么会要敬畏耶和华呢？
Why did he fear the Lord?
我想肯定有两种想法。第一个就是说我敬畏耶和华，因为我怕我做错事情的话，耶和华会惩罚我。
One reason might be that he feared the Lord because he's afraid he made mistakes and that his God will punish him.
这是一个比较负面的看法。
This is a more negative way of looking at it.
可是另外一个看法就是说，我觉得我今天既然是他的子民，我必须要行出一些事情来和我相信的神能够相称，这样子的情况之下，所以我行这些事情。
The other reason might have been that he felt that since I'm his chosen people, then my actions, my way of life has to match my position as the children of his, and therefore he walked on the path of the Lord.
那我相信这两种看法，我们祷告敬畏神的时候，两种看法都有。
And I believe both of these two first aspects are all included in our believer's life.
我现在自从当传道人以后，我听到越来越多的信徒都说，都知道也很坚持神就是爱。
Yeah, after I became a pastor, I heard more and more people they know and they believe that God is love.
所以他们不太能够接受一个要。必须要敬畏他的一个神。
And therefore, they cannot accept the fact that his disciples should fear him.
所以他们就用各样的理由想要把他解释掉。
So they came up with all kinds of reasons to defend God, to deny him.
其实我告诉你啊，神实在不需要我们去为他辩护。
But you know what? God really does not need us to defend him.
神就是圣洁的，他不能够容忍罪。
God is holy.
如果你看创世纪第三章里面，那是第一次惧怕这个字出现在经文里面。
You see in chapter 3 of Genesis, fear appeared for the first time there.
那里面讲到神在叫亚当，亚当说：“我听到你在园里走路，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，所以我就藏了。”
It's stated that Adam said, "I heard you in the garden.
惧怕是从罪而来的。
So the fear comes from sin.
只要我们还有一些罪的念头，我们自然就会畏惧。
As long as we still have sin in us, we will fear. We fear for God.
可是使徒约翰他也这样说啊。使徒约翰说他在约翰一书里面这样讲到说，爱里面没有惧怕，爱既完全就把惧怕完全除去，因为惧怕里面含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里没有得到完全。
Apostle John said in the first John, chapter 4, verse 18, he said, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love."
所以你知道我想要讲的逻辑吗？就是说，你要有一个完全的爱，你就不会惧怕。可是你怎么样让你的爱能够完全呢
？So you can see my logic. I'm trying to tell you that if you have perfect love, then you will not be afraid. But how can you attain that perfect love?
约翰福音十四章十五节说：“如果你爱我，你就遵从。”我的诫命。
The Gospel of John chapter 14 says, "When we follow God's commandment in all we do, our love for God is complete, and we shall not fear."
所以当我们遵从神的诫命，在我们所做的每一件事情里面的话，那我们的爱就可以完全，我们就不会有违绝。
So if we follow all the commands from God, then we will not be fearful anymore.
我们会畏惧，是因为我们里面还是有罪恶的念头。
The fear comes from sin.
其实惧怕这个东西跟我们跟这个疼痛是有类似的功用，就是它在警告我们。
Actually, fear serves the same function like pain does. It warns us.
你知道有一种人，他的基因突变以后，他没有办法感到疼痛。
Yeah, kind of some people because of the gene
mutation.
Yeah, so they cannot sense pain.
那你知道这样的结果是什么吗？他们的手放在炉子上，他们不知道他们手烧伤了。他们脚踢到床，像我们一定会大喊大叫，他们不会觉得怎么样。他们的手碰到床，像我常常碰到一样，我会叫一声，下次我会躲的，他们不知道去躲。所以疼痛跟惧怕是有同样的功能，实际上是要警告我们，要保护我们。
So pain and fear serve to warn us and to protect us.
那现在呢？这个诗人呢，他就继续讲到说，那你这样子敬畏神，你会得到什么样子的结果呢？看第三节里面我相信这些弟兄都很羡慕。他说：“你妻子在你的内室，好像多结果子的葡萄树；你儿女围绕你的桌子，好像橄榄摘子。”
In verse 3, actually, I describe something. I think all the brothers would be really angry that they like to have that, which is your wife would be like a fruitful vine in his house, and his children would be like shoots springing up from the root of an olive tree.
也就是说，所有这些福气就是你敬畏神、遵从神的诫命所得到的这些福气。
Yeah, in another word, to say that the blessings that come from your being having fear for the Lord.
那反过来讲呢，就是说这些福气就当做一个人家可以看得出来你敬畏神做到什么程度。
And looking around to look at, then those could be an indication of whether and how much you fear the Lord.
如果有个人跟我你说：“哎呀，你的太太啊，好好，你的孩子啊，都好乖啊，等等。”你应该觉得很高兴，因为那表示说你真的是走在神的道路上面。
So if somebody compliments you and says your wife is wonderful and your children are so so good, then that means they are complimenting you because you fear God.
可是反过来说如果你的太太每天都愁眉苦脸然后你的孩子一天到晚惹是生非那可能这个责任可能并不见得在他们身上我不是要鼓励你去论断人家，可是我只是告诉你，这是一个很好的方法来提醒我们自己，我们自己有没有做到敬畏神，走在神的道路上。
I'm not trying to tell you that you should look around and judge everyone else, but you should use that to examine yourself, or we should use it to examine ourselves.
那我们为了要走在神的道路上，当然我们要知道神的道路是什么。
So if we want to walk on the path of the Lord, then we need to know what is the path.
这就是读圣经的重要。
And that is why it's so important to read the Bible.
当你读圣经，真正的打开你的心的时候，那些话语就会进入你的心，圣灵就会帮助你按照他的话语来活你每天的生活。
When you read the Bible and God's word open up your heart, then the Holy Spirit will work in you and let you see the ways how you can follow Him.
那这个福气自然就会来。
Then naturally the blessings will follow.
我给大家举一个例子
I'll give you an example.
我想这认识 Jeffrey 的人举手。
Who knows our son Jeffrey？
都知道OK。Jeffrey 他是 前年的年底毕业的。
Jeffrey graduated from college last year before last.
那然后他的工作呢是去年的八月份开始。
He started a job last August.
那所以他从毕业到这个开始工作中间有很长一段时间。那他的工作是在 Arlington, Virginia.
He works in Arlington, Virginia.
他那个地方如果去过人都知道，那个地方的生活水平还蛮高的哈。
There, the living expense is very high.
所以呢，他就要开始找公寓住。
So he was looking for a place to live.
他找了很久。
After a long time of search.
他刚开始的时候呢，他有一个朋友就和他一起到那家公司去做的一个中国男孩子呢。答应说跟他一起来租一个两个卧室的公寓。
In the beginning, another Chinese colleague from the same company said that he would be willing and would like to share a two-bedroom apartment with Jeffrey.
那这个公寓呢，离他们上班的地方呢就很近，然后呢，大概就是一个月$2,000+。
The apartment is very near their office, and it's about $2,000 rent per month.
那两个人一摊的话还可以哈。可就在他以为可以去申请的时候，他那个朋友打电话跟他说，他改变主意了。
But just about the time they're going to apply for the apartment, that guy told him I changed my mind.
他那个朋友呢说，他决定要和他女朋友一起住。
His friend said he decided that he wants to rent a place with his girlfriend.
所以他没有办法和 Jeffrey 做 roommate 了。
So he will not be Jeffrey's roommate anymore.
那Jeffrey 就开始要，一则是另外找人或另外找地方。
So Jeffrey's two choices, either to find another place or find another person.
那就在他在找的时候呢，他就碰到了一个从 New Jersey 来的一个中国女孩子，也是要在 DC 工作。
So while during that time, he met another girl from New Jersey who also is working in DC.
那他们就讲到这个事情的话，那个女孩子也在找房子。
And they talked about this apartment searching, and this girl happens to be also looking for a place to live.
那他这个女孩子没有经过 Jeffrey 的同意哦，她就私底下就去问她的那个女孩子的父母，说我可不可以跟一个男孩子一起租公寓？
And this girl, without asking Jeffrey, went to her parents and asked them whether it's okay for her to rent this apartment with another man.
那你知道他的父母说什么吗？
And the, you know what the parents said?
你猜猜看。永春，你会说什么？他的父母说 OK。那这个女孩子就回来告诉 Jeffrey 说，我爸妈说可以。你知道大家很会算账的吗？你算一下哈，如果说一个人如果要出$2,000，跟两个人摊$2,000，一年差了多少钱？我想这个女孩子的父母，那中国女孩子啊，父母大概也蛮精打细算的哈。那 Jeffrey 就有一点挣扎哈。
So Jeffrey started to struggle.
而且呢，说实在是这个女孩子，因为她也没有叫她去，是这个女孩子自己主动去问她父母，自己带回来说没问题，对不对？
Yeah, the thing is that the girl took the active role and asked her parents.
而且杰斐知道，杰斐我也相信杰斐，杰斐绝对不会去做任何不正当的事情的。
And it's, I am very sure that Jeffrey will never do anything to violate this girl.
所以我想，一般人可能会说，那为什么没有什么不可以啊？反正大家都同意了嘛。
So people probably would just say, okay, it's really alright, go ahead.
那我们在看是一年要省到$10,000，对不对
？So we're talking about saving $10,000 a year.
所以在三月份的时候呢，杰斐就打电话来。
So March, Jeffrey called us.
他要探探口风啦。
He wanted to test us.
那他当然他知道我们会同意的啦。
He probably knew that we would not.
所以他就告诉我们说， 我会把它 turn down 的。
So he told that, so I think I will turn her down.
因为他真的他要做这个对的事情。
Because he wants to do the right thing.
我最感动的是他跟我说什么了。
And then something really touched me when he said.
Jeffrey 说，我跟那个女孩子讲，我是牧师的儿子哎。你知道为什么这句话感动我？
You know why it touched me?
因为 Jeffrey 他知道他当他在做决定的时候，他有我们在他的脑筋里面。
It touched me because we feel that he was considering us, our situation and our feeling while he was making this decision.
可是我又知道他心里有一些挣扎。
But I know very clearly that he feels the struggle for him.
那我就跟他这样讲，我说好，从过去的几年里面，我们走信心的道路走下来，我们知道神他一定会供应的。
I told him that for the past few years we have tread this path of faith and through experience we know God will provide.
我不知道神会怎么供应，可是神会供应。
We don't know how He provides, but we know He will.
只要我们走在他的道路。
As long as we walk on his path.
而且我警告我儿子哈。
And I warn him.
我警告他说哈，这个神哈是很幽默，他通常都要等到最后一分钟，他才要出手啊。
The God is very humorous because he usually would wait until the last minute, at the end of the road, and he'll open up and we'll provide.
啊，这个 Jeffrey 呢，他就半信半疑的挂了电话。
So Jeffrey kind of hung up the phone.
那当然，他还是把这个女孩子回绝掉了。他就继续在找。那几个礼拜之后呢？有一天他忽然很兴奋的打了电话来，太太接的。他说啊，他其实一直要找不到另外一个人跟他一起住。所以他就决定了自己去申请一个 one bedroom 的，离这个公司比较远一点的，比较便宜一点的公寓。
So he decided to apply for another place that is one bedroom and is farther away from the office.
那比较便宜，那而且是，可是他的这个通车就比较长一点。
Cheaper but much longer commuting time.
那因为已经快到 deadline 了，所以他就有一天中午，他就送进去这个申请的表格。
So the deadline was approaching, so he decided to send in his application.
不知道为什么，所以他送这个表格的时候，用电脑送的，就是被打回来了。
So when he sent his application home in, it was returned for some reason.
可能是那个 office 的这个经理他去吃中饭或什么，把被打回来了。
Maybe because the manager of his rental place went out for lunch or something, but the man was returned.
所以他就想说 ，OK， 那我就等到吃饭过了以后，我再送就是了。
So he said, "I'll send it again after lunch."
可就在这个吃饭这个时间里面呢
，just around this lunch time，
这个电话铃响了。
Another phone call came.
谁打来的
？Who called？
谁打来的？对，就是他第一个要跟他一起租的那个男孩子打来了。
The first guy who was going to share the apartment called.
他说啊，我女朋友说不要住在一起了。
He said my girlfriend decided not to live together.
所以我们可以再做 roommate 了。
So now we can be roommates.
哇，他就好高兴，赶快回去就找到原来那个他们，赶快送进申请表。
So he was so excited. He went and looked. I got the first application from.
所以他现在就住在一个 two bedroom 的 apartment， 离公司很近的一个公寓。
Now he lives in this two bedroom apartment, very very near to his office.
那 Jeffrey 他在电话上跟我太太讲了一句话。
He said something to my wife afterwards.
他说 ，Daddy was right.
他说爸爸是对的。
这句话呢，让我很高兴。
I was very happy to hear
是我不是高兴说我对了。
But I wasn't happy because he said I'm right.
因为我很多时候都是错的。
Because a lot of times I was wrong.
这没有对错，不重要。
So right or wrong, from me is not that important.
可是他里面说这句话后面暗藏的一件事情让你很高兴。
But what the thing that behind what he said was that the thing that made me happy.
他没有讲出来的，他真正的意思是说。Daddy was right about God.
So behind what he said, actually he's saying that 爸爸所讲的对于神这个事情是对的。
所以经过这件事情，我的儿子他真正亲身经历了神。
So through this experience, he really experienced God.
他知道只要你敬畏神，走在神的道路当中，神就会赐福跟供应。
He knows that if you fear him and you walk in his path, he will bless you.
那我想他永远都不会忘记这个经验。
I think he will not ever forget this experience.
那我们现在再回来看诗篇第128篇。
Now we'll come back to Psalm 128.
那讲到我们看到第二段啊，第四节到第六节。
Now we look at the second section, verse 4 through 6.
除了我们前面讲到，就是说你守神的诫命，自然就会得到的祝福之外。
Besides the natural blessings that come with walking His way,
这些人呢也会得到神特别的祝福。
Those who fear the Lord also will be blessed specifically by God.
他这里的福气用了另外一个字啊 ，barak 这个字啊。
And this blessing is a different one from the previous one.
那这个字的意思都是在圣经里面都是以。由神来祝福他的子民的，一定是由神而发出来的。
And this word particularly is used when it is an intentional act of blessing initiated by God unto a person.
那这个很有意思的事情，如果你跟我一起来看这个圣经，它上面讲第五节里面，它这个祝福不是只是你个人的祝福而已。
In this blessing here, we can look at together this verse. This blessing is not a personal blessing.
而他讲到说第五节的上半段说你会得的赐福给你，对不对？愿你一生一世赐福给你。可是也会赐福到耶路撒冷。然后也会有看到儿女的儿女这样子的福气。也就是说呢，神的祝福，因为一个人敬畏神、遵行神诫命。他所得到的祝福不只是在他自己的身上，也会到他周围的人身上，更是到整个神的国度身上。
In other words, God would bless those who submitted out of fear of Him in many different aspects of His life, including God's kingdom, which the person was a part of.
其实这个是很不可思议的一件事情啊。
This is really fascinating.
你可以想象说，你今天一个人敬畏神，做遵行神的旨意，结果。别人整个教会都会蒙福吗
？Imagine that you as a person, because you fear the Lord and submit yourself to Him, others around you and the whole church will be blessed because of you.
我们从两个方面来看这个事情。
Let's look at this from two aspects.
第一个是从历史的角度来看。
Let's look at it from the historical side of view.
那圣经里面呢有约瑟。
In the Bible, recorded about Joseph.
约瑟呢，他敬畏神，所以他不愿意跟他的主人的妻子行奸淫。
Joseph feared the Lord, so that he refused to commit adultery with his master's wife.
因为他敬畏神，所以将荣耀归给神。
Because he feared the Lord, so he gave all the glory to God.
而他敬畏神，他不会对他的兄弟哥哥们施行报复。
And because he feared the Lord, he did not revenge on his brothers.
而所有这些事情造成的结果就是他得到了很多的福气，他成为了埃及的首相宰相。
All this resulted to him receiving many blessings, including him becoming the second highest person in the whole nation of Egypt.
可是不止这样，我想大家都知道，他的家庭也因为他而蒙福，甚至整个以色列的国度都因为他而蒙福。
But not only that personally he received blessings, his whole family.
那你可能觉得说，那这只是约瑟嘛？
You probably think, well, he's Joseph.
那我不是约瑟啊。那我再举个例子哈，在出埃及记第一章里面有两个小人物。
Now let's think about there are two people in the book of Exodus.
那两个收生婆。
The two midwives.
有没有人知道他们的名字啊？
Do you know their names?
圣经上有没有记录他们的名字？
Do you have information their names?
有人摇头哎。他们的名字叫做施伯拉跟普阿。
Actually, they have names. They are Shipora and Pua.
你可以想象这两个小人物，他们的名字居然被记载在圣经上吗
？Imagine these two insignificant people, their names are actually recorded in the Bible.
而在同样一章里面，他讲到法老的时候，从来没有提到法老的名字。
And in the same chapter, the name of Pharaoh is not mentioned, not recorded.
而因为这两位收生婆，他们敬畏神，遵行神的旨意。在他们自己能够控制的范围里面，他们真是尽他们所能的侍奉神。
In their little domain of responsibility, they did what they could to follow God's way.
而他们不去杀这些希伯来人的婴儿。
And they didn't kill these Hebrew babies.
结果是什么？结果就是以色列人越来越昌盛，越来越强大。
那
这样子一个两个小小的人物，居然让整个以色列的国度蒙福。
So these two insignificant people actually brought blessings to the whole Israel.
那从第二个的观点，我们来看，我们从现实的生活来看。
Now let's look at in our daily life.
这里有一个有一个现实生活的例子。
A real life story.
我们的体育场是不是三点钟他们那边要开放的？是不是？没有啊，好，会稍微过一点啊，对不起。就说第二个，就是说有一个现实生活的例子，然后讲到有一个八十岁的一个老太太。
In the real life story, there was an 80-year-old lady.
那她住在靠近一个大学旁边。
Who lived near college?
那有一天呢，她的这个牧师讲到，鼓励每个人。敬畏神的人呢，都应该要想尽所能的侍奉神。
One day after the pastor encouraged everyone to serve the Lord, in whatever way they could.
那他就决定说去顺服这样子的一个呼召。
She decided to submit to that call.
那他能做什么呢
？What could she do?
他又老又不会开车。
She's old and she cannot drive.
那他能做的真的非常有限。
It's very limited.
可是呢，他有了一个主意。
他
就拿了一叠的这个three by five 这个 index 卡啊。
She took a deck of index cards.
然后他在这个每一张这个卡片上呢，他就写上一句简单的话。
On each card, she wrote a simple sentence.
他说：“如果你觉得很孤单、想家的话呢，你可以到我这里来喝下午茶。”
She wrote.If you feel lonely and want to talk, you're welcome to have an afternoon tea in my house.
然后他就把他的地址放在这个卡片上。
She wrote down her address.
然后他就到他旁隔壁的这个大学呢，公布栏上到处去贴这一个卡片。
And she went to the college and posted this card all over the campus.
然后就在家里等。
And she waited.
第一个礼拜没有人来。
First week nobody came.
然后第二个礼拜呢，开始有一个新鲜人女孩子来了。因为他很想家，他就来这里跟这个老太太喝下午茶聊天。那他的心里，这个女孩子心里就得到安慰。然后他回去以后呢，这个话就传开了。然后慢慢慢慢，越来越多的人呢，就来喝这个下午茶。十年之后
After 10 years,
这个老太太死了
the old lady passed away.
在她的葬礼上面
In her funeral,
一共有八十个福临的人
There were more than 80 pallbearers for her funeral.
而所有这些福临的人都是以前那个大学里面的学生
And all of them were the students from this college.
所以神可以将一个人很简单的一个顺服神的举动来成为祝福很多人的一个管道。
So you see that God can use a simple act of submission to use that to bless many other people.
所以当我们来到神的面前，在主耶稣基督里面，
So when we come together to be the Lord,
那里有其实有很多的机会，我们可以显示出来我们是顺服神。
There are many opportunities for us to demonstrate our submission to the Lord.
比如说，可能是一句很简单的话。
Sometimes it could be a very simple word.
也许是一个很简单的动作。
Maybe just a very simple act.
或者是有一些你想要说的话，你全就不说。
Or sometimes you just don't say what you feel like saying.
所有这些事情可能都会有。对神的国度有很大很大的影响。
Each of these little things could have a major impact on God's blessings.
如果我们不断的提醒自己要敬畏神
，If we constantly remind ourselves to fear God，
那我们就不会啊靠着我们的肉体来行事。
We will not behave simply based on our flesh.
那当然，我不是要你说，只是从一个。负面惧怕的观点来看这件事情。
But I don't really mean for you to see submission as something so limited and so driven, to rub.
这个圣经其实也告诉我们哈，就是说你讲的、你做的一些事情是可以有对鼓励人有很大很大的功用。
The Bible also tells us that a good deed can go a long way in encouraging.
箴言十章十一节说：“一人的口是生命的泉源。”
In Proverbs chapter 10 says, "The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life."
你可以想象你是一个生命的泉源吗
？Can you just imagine being the fountain of life to others?
可能只是一句你讲的话，就能够让一个人走出他生命的低潮。
Maybe just some words.From you can help a person to come out of this the deep pit that he is in.
那当然不见得只是说我们说的话，同时也是我们所做事。
Of course, it's not just what we say; it's also how we act and what we do.
当我们说的话、做的事都是要造就人的时候，神就可以将福气赐给我们，也赐给我们周遭的每一个人。
When our words and deeds.Always aiming at edifying people, then God will bless not just you but the whole church and the whole body of Christ.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Your brothers and sisters，
敬畏神是做一个基督门徒最基本的一件事情。
Fear of God is a fundamental requirement for a true disciple of Christ.
因为它显示出来的是我们。真心的愿意去顺服神的旨意。
Because it manifests in our willingness to submit ourselves to the Lord.
那反过来呢？一个不敬畏神的人呢，他所做的事情、所说的话，都是讨自己的喜悦。
Conversely, he who does not fear God does things that say things according to his own pleasure.
那他也没有办法找到明白。神的旨意，他的生命也就会充满了愁苦。
Then he will never be able to find out God's will, and his life will then always be miserable.
所以我鼓励大家，真的是很慎重的去考虑、思想、敬畏神、顺服神的重要性。
So I urge you to really consider to fear Lord and to submit to Him.
继续不停地在神的话语上下功夫。
Continue to read His words.
那要记住，就是说敬畏神，圣经的话，敬畏神是智慧。
And remember, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
让我们来祈祷吧。主的天父，我们感谢你。
Lord Father, thank you.
你赐下你的话语。透过你的话语，你显明你的旨意。
Through your words, you show
让我们能够谨守遵行，赐给我们一颗敬畏你的心，让我们所说的所做的都讨你的喜悦。你这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。